Okay, hello and welcome to Anchor once again. It's after a while and I'm recording an episode, and this is after the World Cup, the 2019 World Cup. Whew, so much cricket, and we are back to cricket again. It's England versus Ireland happening right now, and Ireland, who for most of the part of the first day looked as if they would just bring up a surprise. On day three, well, things have changed. England seem to be doing an Ireland. Ireland seem to be doing an England, because Ireland are in all sorts of trouble. They are 36 for 7, requiring 182 to win on the last day, on the third day. So this is Ireland's third test match. Their first test match was last year in Malaid, their home ground, versus Pakistan. And then after that, they played against Afghanistan. And this one is against England at Lord's, which is quite a big deal for them. The fact that they are playing for the very first time against the makers of the game at Lord's, the mecca of cricket. On the first day, well, England were in all sorts of trouble. They won the toss and they decided that they would bat first. It was an emerald looking wicket. It was like a green carpet, and despite that, England thought that the best way to go about things would be by batting first. And the pace bowling duo of Murtagh and Adair, they just wreaked havoc on England and bundled out England for their shortest home innings in test match cricket ever. They just lost it for 23.4 overs. They bundled out for 85, and then Ireland made a good fist of it, stacking about 207 on board, which meant that they had a sizable lead. Then came day two, and the English kind of fought back and made in excess of 300, courtesy majorly due to Jason Roy and Jack Leach, who was the unusual suspect, making 92. And it was the very first instance that for England, somebody came in at number 11 in the first innings and then opened for, in the first innings and then came in at number 11, which was quite a feat, and top scored for the side as well. And in the process, allowed England to get past the 300 run mark. And after that, they were given a target of 182 on day three. Remember, this is a 4-day test match. So the third day, they are given a target of 182 runs. So guys, the test match is over. The one-off test that was happening at Lord's is over in just a little over 2 days. Yes, Ireland have been bowled out for 38 runs after they were set a target of 182. Well, they came out this morning, the Irish, to bat. But before that, the English innings, that was effectively 181 for the loss of 9 wickets. Just lasted one ball, which meant that England needed 182 with a full 2 days to go. Remember, this was a 4-day test match. But well, all that was required for this test match to finish was just a little over 2 days, because on the third morning, on a very murky, overcast, grey English morning in London, well, the Irish were not up to the task. They were in tantalizingly close to that target, which eventually wasn't so tantalizing. Well, from the looks of it, it was really tantalizing, because they needed only 182 to win, which on a normal day, with the two teams, if they were kind of stacked pretty much on an even plane, would have done it. But no, not for Ireland. They were well short. They were bowled out for only 38. And the unlikely man of the match was Jack Leach. Well, so that brings to the end the one-off test match at Lord's between Ireland and England. Ireland would be really gutted after they bowled out England for 85 on day one, and after that going past 200. And well, on day three they had a target of 182, which obviously with these conditions was not a very easy target, but still they should have done much better than a 38 all out. But still, they would have learnt a lot to actually have the English on the back foot on most of the part of day one and day two. The Irish can actually take a lot of confidence out of this one-off test match between Ireland and England. So that's it. Before the Ashes get underway in a few days' time, I'm going to see you again on Anchor. Until then, it's goodbye from me, Siddharth Mishra.